But wait, let me tell you first how the whole story started. One day, I read with great interest a book about the souls in purgatory, and it struck me so much because it related very recent testimonies and also it explained very well the church doctrine on the subject. It's a book by Maria Sima. Straight away, I wrote to the publisher, who told me that Maria Sima is still alive. Quickly, I contacted her, and she agreed to meet me in order to answer my questions, which were actually many. I was delighted, because each time I have the opportunity to speak or to preach on the poor souls, I notice that there is an immense interest on the part of my listeners. Often they beg me to tell them more, pushing me further, asking me, "Tell us more, sister, tell us other things about these souls." And I see clearly that this fulfills a vital thirst. It fills a void. It answers a critical question, a fundamental question. What is waiting for us after death? It must be said, too, that these things are rarely taught anymore in parishes, in regular catechism, practically not taught anywhere at all. So there is a great emptiness, a great ignorance, even a certain anguish in the face of these realities. Therefore, this sharing of mine will help us not only to get rid of this anguish once and for all with regard to purgatory, it will also enlighten us, enable us to understand that God's plan for us, for our destiny, is absolutely magnificent, splendid. We have in our hands an immense power on this earth to give happiness to the souls of our departed and to find that happiness for ourselves as well in our lives. Today, Maria Sima is over 80. She lives alone in her little house in Sonntag, a very lovely village in Austria. And that is where I met her. Who is Maria Sima? A simple country woman who, since her childhood, has prayed a great deal for the souls in purgatory. When she was 25, she was unexpectedly favored with a very special charism in the church, very rare actually, the charism of being visited by the souls in purgatory. She's a fervent Catholic and she has a great humility. This struck me a lot. In spite of the extraordinary character of her charism, she lives in real poverty. For example, in her little room, we hardly had enough space to move around the chairs she had offered us. An extraordinary charism, yes, but which obviously has deep roots in the history of the Church, for many are the saints, canonized or not, who have experienced this charism. I could mention, for example, Saint Gertrude, Saint Catherine of Genoa, who wrote much on the subject, Mary Ann of Jesus, Saint Margaret Mary of Parelmonial, who had the vision of the Sacred Heart, the Holy Cure of Ars, Blessed Faustina of Poland, Saint John Bosco, Blessed Mariam of Bethlehem, and so on. When we look closely at the teachings of these saints, we see that all of them say the same thing. And Maria Sima, for her part, only relives their beautiful testimony. This is why I did not hesitate to interview her, as she has the advantage for us of living in our times, and she's willing to make herself available. You can easily imagine that I swamped her with questions. I made the most of it. For the sake of brevity and clarity, I had to sum up some of Maria's testimonies. At other times, I give you her own words. Here and there, you will also find my personal comments and quotations from various saints.